'Twas in the pleasant summer time I roved along the river bine, to take the air I was inclined, in nature seemed so gay. And as I walked I chanced to meet a friend sincere who did me greet, who straightway asked me most discreet to come to sweet Belfry. I then complied with his demand. He gave me sure to understand his uncle's son would give his hand upon that very day, and in wedlock bands he would be tied unto a brisk and virtuous bride, and at the fun we would preside that night in sweet Belfry. For to pull foot we did agree, and paced the road being full of glee, this pleasant pastime for to see without the least delay. And at length we arrived at this wishful place, where nuptial joys that filled each face, we welcomed were to mirth and feast that night in sweet Belfry. Young lad Kildick would know.
Drogheda is a very old and historic town, and we're now standing in Lawrence Street under the Barbican, now known as Lawrence's Gate, which is part of the old wall of Drogheda. But as well as being known for its historic monuments and for its history, Drogheda is also well known as a hub of singers, songwriters, song collectors, musicians. And across the road from where we stand now is a building called the Whitworth Hall, which has had quite a history in Drogheda, from a very fancy ballroom in the very olden days to a roller skating venue to a theatre. And it's now a gaming place, you know, slot machines and pool tables and things. But the reason why we're here is because it was the venue for a very significant event in singing circles in the whole of the country as well as in Drogheda. And with me is Kevin, who could tell us a little bit more about that.
Ruth, in 1977, the Féile na Bóinne was run in the town. And the Féile na Bóinne it's a mythical music festival amongst people who like traditional music and singing. And in 77, the organisers brought together all of the major singers of traditional singing in Ireland. There were people like Nicholas Tobin from County Waterford. There were even mummers up from Wexford. There was, as far as I remember, there was Paddy Tunney, Sean Corcoran. There was Donald Maguire. Many of the Ulster singers, that people like Sarah Ann O'Neill. And amongst the singers and musicians at that particular time were some local musicians and singers. One was a man called Pap Usher, and there was also his sister, Mary Ann Carolyn. And Mary Ann Carolyn is one of the main figures we're going to talk about on our walking trails. Mary Ann Carolyn was born Mary Ann Usher in Tinure, between Tinure and Cullen, a very remote area at that particular time. And she was a singer, and her father was a singer, and her brother was a singer, and he was also a musician. Mary Ann played the concertina also. And there are lovely photos of all of these people, which people can you can all access on the Irish Traditional Music Archive website. Beautiful photos taken by local photographer Joe Dowdle. And Mary Ann Carolyn grew up in a very rural setting, and she was a source singer. And source singers were people who had dozens, if not hundreds, of songs in their repertoire. Songs of all type and description. Some of them were like horror stories, such as The Old Oak Tree, which is particularly gruesome as songs go. It was the horror movie before there was a cinema.
With the knife my dinner cut, I plunged it through her breast. And with the haft I knocked her down, I needn't tell the rest. And from that dreadful hour till this, She stands before my eyes, I always see her bleeding wounds and hear her dying cries.
Love songs, of course, songs of betrayal, lots of Scottish songs. There were even what you call concert hall songs, or songs that may have been heard maybe from the minstrel shows that were popular back then, quite politically incorrect now, but they were quite popular. So there are songs that mention place names in the United States and in the South. Well, Mary Ann came and sang here. She had a late flowering in terms of her singing ability, and was one of the star singers of that time. And a number of years after that, she actually released her first LP with Topic Records. And I think you can find it still with songs such as My Father's a Hedger and Ditcher. That's one of her more upbeat songs, quite humorous songs about an old maid, a girl who's left without anybody to come hunting for her, as she says. Well, Mary Ann Carolan, as I say, she put out her first LP in around, I think it was 1983, and we'll hear a little bit from her son, Pat Carolan, who is also a great singer.
Father had the bull and the bow.
Okay.
And all the whole way down the line, and everybody came with the, for that service, you know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Okay.
Things would be everywhere in the place, yeah. And then they had done their own, my father's done all his own. He was just unbelievable farmer.
Really?
He just never seen the bed. He walked himself to the grave. Milking cows. He'd have everything. We'd never bought anything. And she went into to the market every Saturday, loaded with bags. She'd have eggs, she'd have crumbs, she'd have potatoes, she'd have everything.
Where did she get time for the music?
Best memories of that was on the Sunday after Mass and after the dinner. That was the only gap in any day's walk, any week's walk.
It was the Sabbath.
And between, say, 2 o'clock until 5, when it's milking the Sabbath again, she used to go down to the parlour, what we used to call the parlour, and lock the door and bring her fiddle and her tin whistle and her concertina. And she'd be singing down there. And never to this day, I even put bundles of paper, a song written out. Never did I ever see, and I said, how many times I said this? I could never understand this. The only thing she ever had was the Ireland's Own. How did she recall them songs?
Okay.
And that she had hundreds. How did she do it?
Mm.
Like, it's just unbelievable.
Mm.
Like, if I didn't keep the songs and go back and look at them, they'd be gone, and they wouldn't go. Although she could do it, times now I often remember saying, come back to me next week. Now, I just can't remember them today, but I'll have
She'd
them
come back.
Back
to her, yeah.
And she would.
Without having to refer to it.
Yeah. And goodness. Yeah. I don't honestly know.
Okay. And that 3 hours, was that, you interrupt her? Would you go down there and knock on the door?
We used to give her a bit of jib. There was a little window inside here. Remember the porch? A little window.
Yeah.
We'd put it up and we'd shut it up. And she'd have a stick stuck in it, you know, the way that we lift up, you know, the stick up here. Lift it up to the tantrum, you know. But that was all a little bit of sanctity she had for that couple of hours.
Me father's a hedger and a ditcher, me mother does nothing but spin. They say I'm a pretty young girl, but money comes slowly in. Oh, what shall become of me? Oh, dear, what shall I do? There's nobody coming to marry me, nobody coming to rule. The doggy began for to bark, and I looked out for to see. I saw two young men out a-hunting, but nobody's hunting for me. Oh, must I die an old maid? Oh dear, how shocking the thought. There's nobody coming to marry me. Surely it's not me own fault. Oh, what shall become of me? Oh, dear, what shall I do? There's nobody coming to marry me, nobody coming to woo. Now, that's it all.
Some of the songs that Mary Ann sang were songs about, you could say that nowadays they are, in modern terms, anti-war songs, or they could be songs about people who have who are gender fluid, could be a term that you could use nowadays. It's quite interesting that both of those genres that I've just mentioned, or types of songs, sound very modern, and yet these are very traditional songs from somebody who was very had a very traditional upbringing in rural Ireland. And later on we're going to hear a little bit more of some of those songs. But there are songs where, for example, in Bonnie Light Horseman, we have the girl saying, "I'm going to dress in men's apparel," and she goes off to fight in a regiment. All of that sounds a little bit far-fetched, but we're going to find out that it wasn't far-fetched at all.
As I said, we're standing here under the shadow, although it's a beautiful day, but beside St. Lawrence's Gate, part of the old wall of Drogheda. And we're not too far away from another quite famous spot and the resting place of a very well-known Drogheda writer, a man called John Shiel, who wrote a lot. He was a weaver in Drogheda, I think. Well, would that be right? It probably would have had some connection with St. Mary's Mill. A weaver in Drogheda. He is buried in the Cord Cemetery. We're not going there today, but it is just a couple of hundred yards away from here.
Of course, he'll have Shields.
Yeah.
Shields. His song. You know Shields?
No.
Huh?
No.
John Shields, well, he was Antrim born, wasn't he? I think he lived in Mornington, Bankstown, and he was a village schoolmaster and a weaver. Mm. But he wrote hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrote the song. He didn't take them with him, like, from Antrim.
No.
He wrote them.
He wrote them like he does Baltray Wedding, James the Junior's song, Bonnie Carlow, Tony Hall.
Did he do The Neat Little Factory Maid as well? Was that his as well?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was.
Great
song, that.
He done Dooley Gay. He done, like, what have we? We haven't, we know 40 big songs.
It's all a bit of locality too.
Yeah, but the story was that if you had, you see, the story with the Baltray wedding was this guy was smitten that he wasn't asked to the wedding, so he done a skit and he went there.
I mean, he had everybody at the wedding had either a hump or a lump or a no leg or a scabby face or something.
The groom was called out Sluggin' Jack. He had a horrid humpy back. His teeth were rotten blue and black. His eyes were shining grey. And a crown, the joke, his nose was big. Likewise, he wore a frizzed up wig. He snored and grunted like a pig that night in Sweet Belfry. The bride, her age was 63. She had one leg off above the knee. Without a guide, she couldn't see to walk the king's highway. And besides, she had a monstrous scab on the wild itch that's twice as bad. Her equal sure could not be had that night in Sweet Belfry.